Please be advised that the following program contains language and content of an adult nature.
This is Alfred Molina.
I'm Devon Sorbery.
This is Matthew Rhys.
This is Mandy Siegfried.
I'm Martin Sheen.
I'm JoBeth Williams.
This is LA Theatre Works. I'm Susan Lowenberg. We draw upon science, spirituality, and mythology to better understand our origins. But how do we determine what is fact and what is fiction? And in the case of science, what are we willing to accept as truth, and when must we take a leap of faith? These questions form the heart of our story this week. In 1914, a group of quarry workers in Piltdown, England, discovered the fragmented skull of an early human previously unknown to scientists. The fossilized remains were soon heralded as the evolutionary missing link between apes and humans. But it took another 40 years for experts to conclude that the Piltdown man was a hoax. Eric Simonson's fake illuminates the Piltdown scandal from both sides as scholars in 1914 and 1953 struggle to make sense of the evidence. Along the way, the story raises questions about the limits of knowledge and the need for belief in science and faith. And now, LA Theatre Works presents Fake by Eric Simonson, the Steppenwolf Theatre Company production, starring Frances Guinan, Kate Arrington, Alan Wilder, Coburn Goss, and Larry Yondo.
Who's there?
Monsieur.
Sardin, I presume.
You presume correct, sir.
Conan Doyle.
We have met on one occasion.
I didn't think you'd remember. Excuse me, allow me to introduce...
Pardon, mademoiselle.
Not at all.
Monsieur Doyle is correct in pointing out my rudeness. I am Pierre Teilhard de Chardin.
Rebecca Eastman.
Yes, sorry. And you weren't being rude, Padre. Entirely my fault. Get that out of the way and... Baroness.
Pardon.
You've just been in France.
Yes. The 1913 dig last year, there was evidence of an ancient settlement 30 miles south of Baroness.
Oh?
Yes.
Success?
No.
Damn.
A few shards from pots, that is all.
Sorry to hear it.
Shards or something.
They cannot all be Piltdown man, you know.
Let's hope so.
You are American, miss.
American, yes.
You've just been in London.
I'm a writer.
A journalist.
Ah. Who writes.
Yes, sorry. Oh, that must be them. Oh, it's all happening at once. Help yourself to some whiskey.
Father?
Allow me. You have known Monsieur Doyle for a long time?
Since Tuesday.
A short time.
I met him at a party the Strand was throwing. You know the
magazine? I am a subscriber. Without this, I am not getting the latest adventure of the Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Is that right?
The Strand is why I am such a big fan of Monsieur Doyle.
They want me to write a story.
It's very good magazine. All the writers, they wish to work for the Strand.
They liked the piece I wrote for the Times, all I know.
What is it you are writing?
I came over to watch the suffragette movement.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It is, I think, the evolutionary process, you know, for the women part of the species to advance in the equal state of the man.
Not a popular view, least among Mr. Doyle,
oh?
What I heard.
We have never discussed it. To be frank, I do not know this man very well, but I admire his stories very, very much.
I can't say I know them.
Oh, they are wonderful.
Now, I see the attraction, but it takes a bit to get me all worked up over adventures of the fiction type, I mean.
I see. It is not real. It's not journalism.
Right. Well, no, it's just those things don't happen in real life. Do you mind if I smoke? Not that I don't enjoy a good story.
Like that of these suffragettes?
Right. Oh, thanks. The ladies. They were getting pinched for marching in the streets, so to make a point, they staged these hunger strikes in jail as a form of protest, and it worked for a while. The coppers got all scared one of them was going to die on their watch, so they let them go.
This is good, no?
No. The plan was let them go, and then when they get all better on the outside, hunt them down and throw them back in jail, and then the whole thing would start all over again. Only no one believed it. It sounded so crazy. The ladies would go and tell the press, and the press would kill the story or write about it in such a way as to suggest it wasn't credible. I hate liars.
I as well.
Yeah. So, I thought I'd come and find out for myself, get to the bottom of it, you know? I went to the protest, got myself arrested. Then, when I was put in the jug, I starved myself. Lo and behold, the coppers let me go. And a few weeks later, tracked me down and threw me back in jail.
Clever.
I wrote about it.
Super.
Anyone could have done it. It only takes, you know, the will to do it.
I know.
And the imagination. People get busy, you know? Or they don't care.
I have heard about you.
Oh, might have done. Apparently, I raised a stink. Anyway, that's how I met Mr. Doyle. After the article, I started getting invitations to every which sort of thing.
Are you here long?
I don't know. The weekend or... Have you met Mr. Doyle's wife?
I have not had the pleasure.
She's very nice. I thought she was going to be here, and then she ends up waving goodbye at the train station. Confused the hell out of me.
I only answered an invitation.
Maybe it's a party.
Shada! Doyle, you never said.
Surprise!
How are you, my friend?
Look, Woodward, it's Chardin.
Bonjour, monsieur. Est-ce que vous va bien?
Hello.
How do you do?
Bonjour, monsieur Woodward. Vous rencontrez sur Rue de Londres?
No, from my house. Woodward is here for the weekend. If we'd known you'd be
if here... If I'd known I was to be here...
What
surprise!
Dinner.
Oui. This has all worked out wonderfully. Gentlemen, meet Miss Rebecca Eastman.
Charmed.
Eastman.
If I'd have known there would be company.
I didn't say so.
I would have remembered if you had.
Company. We've just come down from London.
I'm Charles Dawson. This is Arthur Woodward.
I recognize the name.
Welcome to East Sussex.
You should. Miss Eastman's created quite the sensation since she arrived from America.
The American, the suffragette woman.
The pretend suffragette.
Yes. Not officially, though
pretend.
I...
The cat and mouse.
Well, this business of releasing the criminals just to recapture them.
Oh, you're the reporter.
That's right.
Interesting.
Capital work. Bravo. Oh,
thank you.
Why call it cat and mouse?
Arresting the women and then letting them go was like a cat that plays with a half-dead chipmunk. That was my invention, that phrase.
Oh, beware, my lord, of jealousy. It is the green-eyed monster that doth mock the meat it feeds on. Shakespeare, Othello. The green-eyed monster is the cat, the meat it feeds on is the mouse, or chipmunk, or what have you, that it would rather mangle in play with than kill. Same analogy, different story.
Clever.
Excuse me?
The whole thing.
Bravo.
Thank you.
You certainly made an ass of Scotland Yard.
There's a celebrity amongst us.
They made an ass of themselves.
And a beautiful celebrity at that.
Yeah, we're all celebrities, every one of us. Will you excuse me, please?
Behave yourself, Dawson.
Well, you are beautiful. Isn't she beautiful, Chardin?
Certainly.
Charles.
Simply stating a fact.
Or an opinion.
You are embarrassing, Miss Eastman.
I'm not easily embarrassed.
Oh.
One doesn't expect talent and beauty to come in the same package.
You're proof of that, Charles.
You don't find it a disadvantage that people might, I don't know, underestimate you?
I never thought about it, actually.
Really?
I just do what I do.
Of course you do.
Charles, have you read this book?
No.
The Lost World, Doyle's...
I know this book.
Is it another Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, not at all.
I read it last year. It is very good.
It's an adventure story about dinosaurs and modern-day explorers.
Fantasy. Who has the time for it?
You're not a fan?
I try to stick to the real stuff. What's factual?
I quite enjoyed it, actually.
I'm sure you did.
This place is like a museum.
It reminds me of your house, Dawson.
Please.
Not as big, of course.
Looks like a curio shop. Sir Arthur is more the tourist than the scientist.
Did you see the photograph on the wall?
Oh, my. Yes.
What is it?
A spiritist and her companion.
Prickly subject, that.
Quite.
Why?
Mixed company, you know.
What is that? Coming out of her.
The spiritists call it ectoplasm.
The physical manifestation of the soul.
Otherwise a not disrespectful collection. This dagger looks to be mid-bronze, perhaps. Arthur?
Turkish, in fact. Sharp enough.
This is about a tenth of what I have.
It's a reproduction.
Certainly no.
Take a look.
What?
Interesting.
We're all celebrities?
Pardon?
What Mr. Doyle said. He said we're all celebrities.
Sir Arthur is flattering us.
And you're being far too modest, Charles. Mr. Dawson has, in the last year, become quite famous.
It's true.
You helped, and so did you, Pierre.
I am a mere supernumerary to your achievements. He discovered Piltdown Man, the missing link between Cro-Magnon Man and Modern Man.
The skull?
Yes.
The caveman?
Well...
Pierre helped.
The first Englishman.
A little bit.
You found the canine.
The canine.
Yes, it's true. I found that canine.
That sealed the deal, so to speak.
We wouldn't have had a determination without that canine.
Are you all scientists?
I'm in charge of the Natural History Museum in London.
I'm an anthropologist.
Amateur anthropologist? Oh, that dagger's not real. I bought it in a bazaar in Marrakesh 5 years ago. The man had 100 more just like it. Amateur anthropologist is more than a ticket, wouldn't you say?
Yes, after the fashion of Mr. Sherlock Holmes, an amateur detective.
Exactly so.
Thank you, Pierre.
Have you been telling Miss Eastman about Piltdown?
Yes.
Of course you have. Well, dinner is late. My apologies. Something about a mix-up with the grocers. Only means more drinks on empty stomachs. Some people say don't drink on an empty stomach. I say why not? Get your money's worth.
Is a very exciting thing, this discovery. Not only for these men, but also for all of England itself.
How do you mean?
There has never been a man so ancient found in the English soil.
Caught the Germans off guard, I'll say that.
About time. They've come up with some finds of their own in the last few years, mostly Neanderthal artifacts, but nothing this significant.
To say the least.
To me, there is no such thing as borders when it comes to putting together the pieces of the past.
We can't all be as noble as you, Padre.
A man of the cloth.
A man of the earth.
You should stay on, Pierre. I was thinking about doing a little digging tomorrow. Oh, forgive me. Amateur digging.
I am wanted for my classes. I am teaching seminary, Miss Eastman.
Hey, who knows? We may find more of those amateur artifacts. You know, the kind that shake the halls of science to its very core.
It's a compliment, Charles, and I wish you'd take it as such. But this is a secondary calling for you. Sort of throws it in the face of those for whom it is a full-time job, wouldn't you say?
No offense taken, Doyle. None at all.
Good.
Grand.
More whiskey? I was a doctor and an amateur writer before I became a writer full-time. Now, I'm a full-time writer and a part-time gadfly.
Some would say it was the other way around.
I half wonder if you'd rather have found that skull yourself.
Ah, good Lord, I wouldn't have had the patience. Slange.
To the creator.
Indeed.
Cheers.
Perfect.
I don't deny I've had a good deal of luck.
Luck?
Luck.
Is the skull around here?
Oh, it's locked up in a closet in your museum, isn't it, Woodward? Will you ever let him out, I wonder, or is it to remain sequestered like the Bible before the printing press, only for the eyes of the blessed few?
Where we found it, my dear, is about 5 miles southwest of here.
Help, it's me, Piltdown Man.
Good God.
I'm being held prisoner in this dusty old museum. Let me out, please.
If you like, Miss Eastman, I can take you there sometime. I mean, I can show you the spot where it was found.
Ah, luck. Let's drink to luck, shall we? It played a big part, didn't it?
As in all things. As in life. Mm.
Lucky to be born rich. Lucky to have the time to spend your days sorting through pebbles underneath the English sky, next to a golf course. Lucky to find the missing link. Not the golf kind, of course, but the paleoanthropological kind. On English soil, just when the country needed a scientific shot in the arm.
Yes, in fact...
Lucky, amazingly fortunate, to stumble across an artifact hundreds of thousands of years old, just beneath the Earth's surface, mind you. A prehistoric find of the century, you'd think, might have been lost to time forever. Oh, I'm having more. Anyone else?
Is there something you'd like to say, Doyle?
I said it. I'm saying it. Oh, I hope you don't take that the wrong way. Oh, good God. We're all of us lucky in one respect or another. I'm certainly lucky to have stumbled across a character that seems to have tapped into an unquenchable thirst deep down in the public at large. That's lucky for me. Certainly lucky for my bank account. Unless you take into consideration, I can't get rid of the bugger. I have had it
with the case of the this and the that and the adventure of the something such and such, headed up to here with solving crimes. I even tried to kill him off a couple of times, only to be hounded into bringing him back. Mm. A miraculous resurrection pulled right from my arsenal of tricks. Just so I could keep on with my other project. Ah, luck's a double-edged sword, wouldn't you say? But to put it another way, we all of us have equal amounts of good and bad luck, and it's just a razor's edge that keeps us from ending up more on one side than another.
Unless, of course, you have the faith that wherever you end up, it is what was meant to be.
Which is indescribably disappointing for those who find themselves in leper colonies. Sorry, Father. I was raised a Jesuit.
It shows.
At the risk of sounding rude, Sir Arthur, I wonder if you might tell us why we've all been asked here tonight.
I was wondering this as well.
We assumed it was just Dawson and I. Not that we don't enjoy the additional company.
Wouldn't it be enough to say I was in the mood for companionship?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, that would be a lie. Mm. I wanted you to meet Miss Eastman. She's made quite a reputation for herself in America. What was that bit about the aeroplane?
I flew solo across Lake Michigan last year in an aeroplane.
Splendid.
Is that a very big lake?
It is a great lake.
Very big indeed. Oh, I see.
Yes, it is one of the great lakes. Huron, Erie, Superior, Ontario, and Michigan.
Very good.
Yes, it is wider than the English Channel, no?
Bravo, Miss Eastman.
Yes.
Is that a hobby of yours, flying aeroplanes across lakes?
Not at all. No one had done it, so I learned it, did it, wrote about it, and I never wish to fly again.
Charming.
This is your modus operandi, we to write from experience.
I write what I would want to read.
Sensible.
Anyway, it's hard enough to get attention as a reporter, let alone a woman reporter. Gotta give it all you can.
I find it interesting you should be so taken with Miss Eastman's projects, Doyle. Given your inclination to find fault with the suffragette cause.
Not all that simple, Charles.
Miss Eastman, I am in full support of the movement.
Truth be told, I object to playing the sheep, to lumping people together. We should all be taken on individual merit.
I agree, except when the cards are stacked against you.
Ah, that's your point of view, isn't it? That women are disadvantaged to begin with.
I'd like to know the economic advantages to being a woman.
Not all advantages are economic.
The only advantage in this world is economic.
Again, a point of view.
But correct, nonetheless.
You agree with her, Woodward?
Yes, I suppose I do. Though on the subject of the suffragettes I have no opinion. It is completely outside of my realm of experience. Or interest, for that matter.
Well, you don't have to be interested in women to have an opinion about them, Arthur.
All the suffragettes want is the vote.
And I say, give women the vote.
Hear, hear.
As long as they understand the responsibilities that come with that burden.
And what makes you think women wouldn't take on that responsibility?
Again, not all that simple. But I admire your tenacity. And it confirms my instinct that it was right for me to bring you here and introduce you to my friends. They could use a bit of empirical influence.
How do you mean?
It's a fake, isn't it?
What's a fake?
Your Piltdown man. This thing that's taken the world by storm, the scientific discovery of the century, it's all made up a hoax. Oh, come on. Don't be shy. None of it makes any sense. Where it was found, who it was found, the shape of the head. It's obvious even to the layman, and I count myself as one.
I'm going.
Wait, Arthur.
No, I'm getting my coat and my hat. Stay if you like. I had a feeling he was up to something.
You're wrong, Doyle. You're off your game. And if you pursue this line of attack, you'll be made a fool of. At the very least, you'll be hearing from my solicitor. Mm. How dare you accuse me?
Oh, I didn't accuse
any of
you. Direct. How dare you? I have no idea who perpetrated this fraud. I'm only certain that it is a fraud. I'm also certain the culprit will eventually be found, and whomever he is, he should be made to pay.
Have you heard enough?
I should think, Arthur, you'd be most interested in having this matter investigated. It is, after all, your museum.
I examined it.
Precisely. In your opinion, and your opinion only. That's a matter of record and no one else's.
You're accusing me, then?
I didn't say that.
But you believe these two gentlemen have, made a fake of this?
Or you.
One of the three of you is a fraud and the other two are paying.
Don't you have anything better to do?
Or two of you. Or all three. Whatever
he's
it is,
mad.
The whole thing's
He thinks up. He's a character in one of his stories.
I smell a rat.
Talk about truth versus fantasy. You believe in ghosts. He believes in fairies. Did you know that?
No.
World famous Sir Arthur Conan Doyle believes in hobgoblins and trolls. Trolls that creep neath the foliage of the forest floor.
I believe in justice, and that's all I'm talking about here.
Blast you all to hell.
Monsieur.
Pierre, you're coming as well. Miss Eastman, it was a pleasure meeting you. I wish we'd met under better circumstances.
So do I.
Good luck with your weekend. You're welcome to call on me if you like. I'm just a few miles
Charles.
South. I'm sorry. You know, for whatever reason.
Charles!
Monsieur Doyle, you are wrong. I wish you to pursue this if you have some doubt. But I know you will find this skull is authentic, and these men can be trusted. As sure as I know God, I know this is true. Mademoiselle.
So, did I convince you?
That it's a fake?
No, that you have your next story.
Here is an illustrated summary of the news.
Rations for meat and sugar should end by January of next year. This announcement, coupled with last week's declaration that petrol rations would be phased out, prompted Prime Minister Churchill to declare an end to the post-war ration era. In other news, Queen Elizabeth II released her first press statement since ascending the...
Jonathan! Oh, come right in, Doug.
Oh, thank you.
Coming!
Oh, the traffic was horrible getting to the airport, so I was late to pick him up, and then... do you want something to drink?
Yeah, at long last.
No, I'll put on some tea.
Hello.
Hi, Doug Arndt.
Yes, I know.
And then we could not find one another.
Yeah, welcome to our humble flat.
Thanks.
I think people are still leaving after the coronation.
It was busy, that's for sure.
Did you have a nice flight?
Just great. Brand new plane, Constellation, just great. Good to see you.
You as well.
The Jonathan Cole. It's an honor.
Oh, please.
Oh, tea will be ready in a minute.
You know, we met 2 years ago.
Oh, and that would have made you, what, 15?
I look a lot younger than I...
Sorry, I meant it as a compliment.
What are all these photos on the table?
Oh, they were starting to pile up again.
Ah, Jonathan is obsessed with filing things away. Jonathan.
What, dear?
I thought we...
Sorry?
No, never mind.
Oh, right. I hadn't... Sorry, sweetheart. It's a... Pardon me. I'll just put these away.
Old photos of his wife. Past wife. She died.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? No, you were saying we've met?
Yeah, last time I was here, I was supposed to analyze Piltdown. You were on your way into the museum. I was being shown my way out the door.
Yes, that was an embarrassment, that was. And now we come back to you on bended knee.
What took you so long?
Woodward's death. He wouldn't die. No one could get near the skull.
Oh, Doug did.
Quite a feat, that. Maybe the old man sensed no imminent danger, you being an American and all.
Because I was American?
Woodward was very old, with old prejudices. He didn't obviously perceive a threat.
Huh.
Anyway, he was an eccentric by the time you got to him.
I thought he was a pretty nice guy.
Sorry?
He was a nice man, genuinely curious, you know?
Not dour, humorless, a little mean, perhaps?
No. That wasn't my impression.
But he sent you packing?
After a while, but I think I brought that on myself.
How's that?
I was kind of pushy, green, years ago.
2 years.
Seems like forever.
Anyway, you had a nice flight.
Yes, I said so.
Excuse me.
Let's just say the past is past.
Okay.
Yeah. We've a pretty good director in Paul Moody.
Yes.
He's a bit cautious.
Nervous man, at least that's how he sounded over the phone. He sounds short. Is he short?
At any rate, he's promised me a free rein, whatever we need. He'd like to make a determination and get this matter behind us.
Of course.
Tea.
Your letter. You wrote about your new test?
Nitrogen disintegrates more slowly in organic matter.
Grand.
So we'll have that, x-rays. You said the museum now has an electron microscope. That's great. That's great.
Wonderful.
Lots of tests. We'll get a definitive answer.
Seems so.
I know so, John.
Jonathan.
Sorry, should I call you Dr. Cole?
Jonathan's fine.
What's this?
And digestive biscuit.
Ew.
They're very English. In Lithuania, we have something similar, but it tastes better. Oh, one of the things I miss about home is the food.
I guess that's the reputation.
How's that?
English food is awful.
Oh, one night I will make you a traditional Lithuanian meal, and then you'll see how European food can be.
I'd like that.
Oh, the dessert will be best. I will make you some edutas that will just send you to the moon.
Kat was telling me that she used to be a student of yours.
We're engaged now.
When's a happy day?
We were thinking sometime next spring.
No rush, eh?
All my family is still, you know, they need time to make plans.
Must be tough moving to another country.
Oh, as far as I am concerned, it won't be too soon I have to return to Lithuania. I despise my homeland. I wish I had never been born there.
Oh. Didn't mean to open a wound.
Oh, no, don't worry. I am not afraid to share my feeling. In fact, it is far easier people know before they start to make conclusions. I have learned to adapt in my new environment. I bet I would make a wonderful study in the wild, yeah? Maybe an anthropologist should study me.
Maybe one should.
Oh, someone should. There is a great movement afoot, no? Of all the refugees all over the world, there is a massive shift from this way to that, and the world goes on. Without notice, except we find the time to study the bones of things from thousands of years ago while the living ones go unnoticed.
It's not my fault the social anthropologists aren't on the ball.
Oh,
I've never thought about it that way.
Oh, well, you should. They are too busy spending time and money in tribes no one ever heard of in Borneo and the outer reaches of the earth.
Sounds like a job for a reporter, actually.
Oh, how's that?
A journalist.
Oh, well... Someone. Oh, you must be very tired. Do you want to sleep?
Maybe I should.
Or do we take you to your hotel tomorrow?
I believe so.
You are welcome to stay here if you like.
Really?
Oh, Jonathan, Doug should stay here like a guest, don't you think?
You're our guest.
I don't want to impose, but yeah, that would be nice. Convenient, too. The museum is...
just a couple of blocks away.
Great. We start tomorrow?
A day after tomorrow, the museum's closed on Mondays, and we thought you might like to rest after, you know.
I'm fine. I'm young, Jonathan.
Yes.
So, tomorrow's off.
Yes.
Tell you what I'd like to do is visit the site.
What site?
The Piltdown site in, what is it, Sussex?
Oh, that's been dead for years.
Haven't you ever been?
Why on earth for?
Aren't you curious?
If I weren't curious...
I mean, curious to know who.
Who what?
Who did it?
What, Piltdown?
Yes, the prank. Who did it?
Well, first off, we don't know that.
What?
Well, that it's a prank, a fake, you know.
We all but know. Come on, Jonathan.
Wait. What do you think our job is here?
I understand that, but you can't tell me that the skull has any chance.
No, listen to me, Doug. I'm interested in determining the authenticity of this artifact in the interest of science. The decorations don't interest me.
How something got there is as interesting as what it is.
Unless that something is nothing to begin with. How do I put this any more simply? The crime matter is not the criminal.
I say shame the criminal, prevent future crimes.
I agree.
We're scientists, not sleuths.
Really?
Anyway, if it is a fake, it was the amateur.
Dawson.
Him.
But you don't know that.
No, that's...
There is
not
a what is it you are saying
exactly.
All the time. Empirical evidence.
Exactly. We may never know who did it, and I don't care to know. Not my job.
But people will ask. I mean, they'll be looking for it in whatever final paper we present.
The whole world is waiting for the answer.
We have a determination to make. That's it.
The who and why is as important as the what.
Not in this case.
But practically, people will want to know.
Yes, but...
People will demand to know.
Bugger the people.
Sorry.
No,
I apologize. You're the boss.
But...
About what, Kat?
Oh, sweetheart. People will want to know your opinion.
Perhaps.
Oh, let's all go to Sussex tomorrow.
Well...
No, you're all wound up. It will relax you.
I've set tomorrow aside to prepare my syllabus.
Oh, take a day off.
I can't. I'm sorry. Why don't you take Doug? Though, when you wake up tomorrow, Doug, I mean, if you wake up, you certainly won't be in any mood to see sights.
Next Monday, then.
Ah, oh, wonderful. Mm. We shall make a day of it.
We'll make a day of it.
More of Fake, starring Frances Guinan and Kate Arrington, in a moment. If you've missed anything so far, you can listen online at latw.org or check this station's website. And send your comments and suggestions. Our email address is radio@latw.org. This is LA Theatre Works.
This play is part of LA Theatre Works' Relativity Series, featuring science-themed plays. Major funding for the Relativity Series is provided by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world. LA Theatre Works shows are performed and recorded in front of a live audience for later broadcast on your public radio station as part of our Los Angeles In Performance season. More information about our current season and how you could become a part of our live broadcast recording is at LA Theatre Works box office at latw.org. Major funding for LA Theatre Works live performance season is provided by the Peter Glenville Foundation.
LA Theatre Works presents the best of contemporary drama in its catalog of more than 300 titles. Three Iraqi translators risk their lives to aid American forces in George Packer's Betrayed, based on real events.
Sometimes I feel like we're standing in line for a ticket, waiting to die.
In Julie Marie Myatt's Boats on a River, three Cambodian children are rescued from the horrors of human trafficking.
What do you do when you think about what these girls have done?
They didn't ask to be put in the position they're in.
The mother of an autistic teenage girl begins to see her in a new light in Lucy by Damien Atkins.
Don't you get it? Lucy isn't sick. She's brilliant. She's the future.
These titles and hundreds more are available at our website. Go to latw.org for more information. This is LA Theatre Works. Now, LA Theatre Works continues with Fake by Eric Simonson from Chicago's Steppenwolf Theatre Company.
Arthur?
Here, Charles. Just making the tea.
No sign of her out there.
I couldn't have made myself more clear. Up the museum steps, second door on the left.
If I never see her again, I wouldn't be too pleased. Well, except, you know.
What?
You know.
Right. It's not her fault Doyle's an ass.
Still.
We're right to take the offensive, nip it at the bud.
I think we look more like cowards, to tell you the truth.
Here you are.
Thank you.
If you'd spent any of your time heading an institution, you'd understand the value of good old-fashioned politicking. The woman's not an idiot.
If she's not an idiot, she'd leave us alone.
But she is ambitious and popular. Who's to say she won't use this opportunity to get herself more attention, whatever the truth is?
Yes, Arthur, that's exactly what concerns me.
Look, we've nothing to hide. Let's just put on a show and that'll be the end of it. Right.
Right. My gut tells me she won't show.
Hello?
This way!
Oh, for Christ's sake! No one told me the museum would be closed!
Pardon?
I couldn't get in the damn building!
And then when I
did get in, no one would tell me how to find you, so I need to sit.
Would you like some tea?
Thank you. Oh, this museum is creepy! All these skeletons and dinosaurs. It's dark out there.
Cream, sugar?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I thought I was very clear. Take the east side entrance.
Well, for anyone with a compass, that's just great. Where are we?
The library.
Skeletons, books.
Here you are.
Oh, that smells good. That's a photo of Darwin, right?
Our patron saint.
It's very large.
He made quite an impression.
That was taken just before he died.
Oh, and These skulls...
We've set them out for
you.
Is
this... which skull is it?
Chimpanzee, modern man, and...
Mr. Piltdown, may I?
I would be happy to pick it up for you, but I'm afraid I can't let you touch it. We felt our last meeting was unfortunate. Lest you get a notion our little find here is anything other than genuine, well, you can see for yourself.
It looks real to me. Can I bring in an expert?
What would you like to know?
If I can bring in an expert?
If you have any questions.
Oh, I see. This part of the skull is what you found, and this part here's all made up?
Most partial finds are reconstructed. The white bits are plastered, and they complete the portions.
I don't think there's a skull this old in the world that's been found intact.
So it's all guesswork?
Educated guesswork, Miss Eastman. The whole of our unrecorded past is hypothetical. You might say we're only at the very beginning of solving a, well, the largest puzzle in the universe.
We make determinations based on what we already know.
There is still some debate as to whether Eoanthropus dawsoni is a hominid, that is in the family of modern man, or from the previous epoch, which would make him Homo erectus. We believe it's the former. You see, the cranial capacity, while smaller than our own, is still substantial. This spongy brow ridge here, wide and broad as it is not like ours.
I once knew a man with a spongy brow ridge that large.
Neither is the mandible a jaw like ours. You see, it juts out forward, the same as our friend, the chimpanzee.
Oh, that's extraordinary. And you just happened upon it one day.
Sorry?
The skull.
Oh, you don't just stumble across these things like a halfpenny in the crevices of a sofa. I've been collecting artifacts for years.
I know.
You know?
The Wizard of Sussex. That's what your neighbors call you. Wow. You never stop finding these things, these fossils and things amazing.
No, just a matter of patience. Anyone could do it if they just devoted the time. Take Piltdown. I'd kept my eye on this gravel pit for years. It was a gravel pit where this came from.
Excavation on the cheap, you might say.
Yes, that's very good of it. Near my home. And I'd asked the workman in charge to let me know if he ever came across anything interesting, anything odd or out of the ordinary.
2 years, a couple flints, a hippo's tooth, that's all.
A hippo's tooth?
Impressive, but not by international standards.
No,
anything
it's
really.
Nothing but one day.
One day. One of the workmen finds what he thinks is an old abandoned coconut. He shows his workmate, and he smashes it into bits.
No!
Can you imagine?
Smashes it and tosses it aside. The next time he sees Charles, he shows him a piece he'd kept for himself.
Of course, I saw the significance immediately.
Of course you did. A coconut.
Unimaginable.
In England.
Sink my heart.
No harm done. We pieced it together, as you can see.
Why didn't you mention this before?
What?
About the coconut.
Before what?
In the East Sussex Nature Quarterly. Oh, I think I have it. Yes, here it is. No mention of any coconuts here, and you get pretty detailed. This is the first published account of Piltdown and how you found the skull initially, or do I have that wrong? No coconut.
I may have left that detail out.
Pretty significant detail. Smashed the skull.
Where did you get that?
Last week, in Sussex. I went down to Lewes, to the Historical Society there. Now, there you haven't got many friends, Mr. Dawson.
They're jealous.
Oh, I'll say. They have this idea that most of the stuff you find is someone else's.
What?
That you steal other people's artifacts. And there's a lot of rumblings about things not being authentic.
Do you believe them?
Oh, stop. Please. I pretty much figure half of what anyone tells me is a lie. What's the rest of the story?
That's it. That's the end. There you have it.
You know,
I wrote to this friend of mine who works at the Smithsonian in the States, Robert Collins.
Doesn't ring a bell.
He told me he'd examined photographs of the skull.
So many, Miss Eastman. It's hard to keep track.
Now, he's quite confident you've got it wrong. He says he's certain you've got the head of a human hitched up to the jaw of an ape.
That's absurd.
Well, that's what I thought. You've got the whole world saying one thing, and then there's my odd little friend back in the States. He's crazy, right?
It doesn't even warrant a response.
Great response. He's got this idea.
Eastman,
wait, I
want
to get this
right.
He thinks man's jaw developed long before his brain. And Piltdown Man is just the opposite. Big head, ape-like jaw. It doesn't fit. It's a goddamn fraud. I don't believe it.
Enough! I've had enough.
Charles.
It's obvious he thinks we're liars. I liked you, you know. I really did. Oh, bloody hell. Why don't you go off and write what you want to write? It's not the first time someone's taken a shot at us.
Charles.
No, it stops here. I'm leaving. The skull is authentic! Well, I've said enough. Goodbye.
I've upset him.
Apparently.
The lady doth protest too much.
He's only human. Any person, anybody, would act the same way under the circumstances. How would you like it if someone called your integrity into question?
I wouldn't.
Well, add to that, he's easily agitated.
And what about you?
Just doing my job. Do you remember that photograph in Doyle's library?
The one you said we shouldn't discuss?
That's a fake! They're quite easily faked, you know. I'm afraid Doyle's been making quite a spectacle of himself, talking with dead people, seeing ghosts and such. It's all trickery. The efforts of a handful of cunning magicians. These people, the spiritists, prey on those in mourning or longing to make contact with loved ones who have since passed on. That's how they make their money. Now there's the story you should be writing.
And what has that got to do with your skull?
I've been rather open in the last several years with my disgust for these charlatans. I've written editorials, made speeches, anything I can do to set the record straight. It's a phenomenon that's unfortunately swept the world. And it flies in the face of genuine science. Doyle's at the head of it, and it disgusts me.
And do you think he's trying to get back at you?
I would say that's exactly what's going on here. He wants to bring down this museum and me with it, but he won't succeed.
Why?
Well, I have the facts, haven't I? That's who I am, what I'm about, and respected scientists know me that way. He believes in ghosts. You can go on with your inquiries, Miss Eastman, but you'll find out sooner or later you were sent on a fool's errand. By a fool. There's no mystery to Piltdown Man. He exists. He's real. And I'm staking the museum's reputation on it. Allow me to take your arm. It's still dark out there.
I found my way in. I can find my way out.
Jonathan Cole. Oh, hi. No, I was clear on the other side of the flat. I was slow. I had a very busy morning at Oxford, darling, and since then I've been very slow, very sloshed-like. Sorry. Sloth-like. Not a drop. Where are you now? Oh, brilliant. Uh-huh. How is Doug? Find the culprit? No, take your time. Nothing happening here. But don't buy anything at that... Now, I've been in that shop, and there's nothing authentic about it. It's all crap. Okay. Bye, love. Me too. Bye. Well, where were we? Let's put vacation photos over here. Work over here. Vacation. Relatives. Past. The past. Vacation. Past. Past. Past.
No, you didn't.
As long as we're searching for clues.
Where did you find a Sherlock Holmes costume? Did they have
it? At the souvenir shop while you were asking directions to get us here.
Oh, take it off before someone sees us.
Who's going to see us at the Piltdown site?
Oh, the golf course is right over there.
Oh.
Are you ready for tea?
What's with the tea thing? A guy can't get past 4:30 without someone going nuts over a teapot.
It's actually one of the English customs I have come to admire.
I like to work straight through the day without taking a break.
Ah, you Americans.
Don't knock it. It got us the atom bomb.
My point, exactly.
You miss home? Yeah.
I miss the land, not the people. I have bad memories of that place. It makes things, not so nice. My father was Jewish.
Is he still alive?
No.
And your mom?
She is alive.
But is she Jewish too?
No. She is Catholic. So am I, or was Catholic, not anymore. My mother, she sent me to England to some relatives during the war.
I'm sorry.
Is in the past. I am here now. Jonathan has helped a great deal. He has been like another family to me.
A father?
No. Maybe. He is an odd man, I know.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, but you think it. He is brilliant. He should be even more famous than he is.
I know.
You know he was married before?
Yeah, you mentioned she...
She died, right? His wife had the Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was to be an anthropologist in the field, in Africa.
The Nagona dig, it was a big deal.
Yeah. It never happened. She got sick, he canceled the trip.
I didn't know.
Oh, how could you? He will not talk about it.
So he taught at university?
Yes, and nothing much else. You know, all the schoolgirls were crazy about him.
Jonathan?
It's not so unbelievable. We knew about his past, and we wanted to save him.
Be his savior.
Yeah, but he was a gentleman, so I had to seduce him.
Yeah?
Oh, I was very bad.
Tell me.
No!
Tell me. You don't tell me, I'll find out.
How?
My amazing powers of deduction. Okay, tell me or I'll tell Jonathan what you just told.
Stop it.
Ow.
I made a bad grade on a test on purpose so that I could meet with him in private. I asked him out and he said no, as he should have. After a while, he is the one chasing me.
Smart.
It's a scandal, a little bit, at the university, but... Mm. These things people forget. And then it is like it never happened.
People are blessed with bad memories.
It's a curse, too, I think.
But mostly it saves us. Like your experiences in the war, I'm sure. Sorry.
Some things you don't want to forget.
I saw that you draw.
Oh, this is what I like to do.
But you have a degree in anthropology.
No, is a method to this madness is to illustrate in the field, to make a record of artifacts and expeditions. I like to try to get Jonathan out of his shell. Nah, I think one day I will succeed and we can study things for real and not just on paper.
You're an adventurist.
Oh, what's the point in sitting in dusty halls, yeah? I am like you. I want to know not just what, but the who and why and all the other W's. Digestive.
Thanks.
I have a hope that this project you two do for the museum will be the start of something new.
It'll get him tons of attention, that's for sure.
And you, too.
I'm not much of a scientist.
You are not like the scientists I have known. This is true.
There's more to life than deductions, you know?
Like what?
I don't know. Mystery?
Sure.
You see this thing? This monument marker? More like a tombstone. Might as well be.
Is a monument to the egos of the creeps who lied.
On this site in 1913, Charles Dawson found the remains of what is known as Piltdown Man, blah, blah, blah. Erected this day, March 23rd, 1947. Huh.
Dawson did it. As simple as that.
Tell me how you know.
Oh, he had the most to gain by it. Money, fame.
Maybe he conspired with Woodward.
Arthur Woodward had no imagination. Trust me, I knew him.
But he had more motivation than Dawson. He'd just taken over the museum. He could use the attention. Plant a skull. If it doesn't work out, simple, blame the amateur. Elementary, my dear Watson.
But he didn't blame the amateur.
'Cause it worked. No need.
I suppose Woodward would know where to get the bones and things.
Motive and opportunity, but I have another theory. The priest.
Chardin.
I have a friend. Well, it's his theory, actually. The priest is famous, you know.
Yeah, he was a crackpot.
He was building a case for this weird kind of theory of Christian evolution.
Oh, I know.
If he could just find a sample of an oversized cranium, it doesn't matter why, but that's what he was looking for at the exact time Piltdown was found.
Uh-huh.
Coincidence?
The priest as criminal.
He promotes his theories and no one would ever accuse him because he's a priest.
Is this what you think?
I think, what would Holmes do?
Oh.
No, I wonder what Sir Arthur Conan Doyle thought about all this.
Oh, maybe he didn't know.
Oh, he knew. He was a member of that golf club right over there. A guy like him.
What?
Oh, he got into everything. Whenever there was a crime that needed solving, I mean, in real life, he'd offer his assistance. And he could because he was famous. He went to South Africa during the Boer Wars, advised generals. Did you know he believed in fairies?
You mean like little people with wings?
Tried to prove they existed.
Well, so maybe we shouldn't be asking what this guy thinks.
He traveled all over the world collecting artifacts, so he would have at least been interested. His house is that way, about 6 miles. Dawson's castle is that way. It's a hell of a trek down here in either direction, especially on these roads.
So maybe we'll never know. Or, what if Jonathan is right? Always a chance you could be wrong.
What, you mean it's not a fake?
Could be.
Not likely.
Have you results?
Not just yet.
No, think about it.
I thought about it. I have a pretty good instinct.
Oh, yeah?
For things in general.
Tell me.
I know things.
We should never have visited that stupid Sherlock Holmes museum. Now we must drive in the dark.
Want to get a hotel room?
Are you ready to go home, Mr. Holmes?
I mean it. No, no, nothing out of line. I hate driving in the dark, too. You think I'm making a pass, but I'm not.
I didn't think that.
Why did you laugh just then?
I don't know. What? Stop looking at me like that!
Gosh, you're beautiful. Okay, that was a pass. That was definitely out of line. But you are. Oh. Sorry, I'll stop. I'm sorry.
Please. I have already forgot about it.
It's just, you make it easy for me to say things, what's on my mind.
You as well. After the war, I stopped going to church. But I get scared, and it leaves me feeling a little, alone. Jonathan and I, we talk about it sometimes, but not very much, because the conversation, it cannot go very far. So I go to work or I study, but after a while, too much information. It makes you lose touch with your spirit a little.
That's what I was trying to say before.
I know.
I don't know why you can't be a scientist and still believe in God.
Oh, do you know any scientist? Oh.
Nothing can be proven, ever, in this world. We think we have everything down. We think science is the answer to everything. And then poof, some new theory comes along and smashes it all to bits and we start over again. When you think of it, the whole idea of man examining himself, I mean, to the extent that we do, it's kind of ridiculous.
No, except we don't examine ourselves.
What do you mean?
I mean, we dig up bones and things, but we don't, you know, look inside.
That's right.
Inside is more difficult.
It's terrifying.
Yes.
But maybe we never get to the truth. And
what?
I don't know. Maybe that's okay.
So why try to find the Piltdown criminal?
It's fun. I mean, aren't you having the best time ever?
Doc.
Yes.
No, stop. I can't.
Cat. Where are you going?
Wait!
This is LA Theater Works' production of Fate by Eric Simonsen. Our story continues in Hour 2.
If you are clever and know your business, you can fake a bone as easily as you can a photograph.
Stay tuned for Hour 2 of Fake, produced by LA Theater Works. If you've missed anything so far or can't wait for Hour 2, you can listen online. Go to latw.org or check this station's website for more information.
Funding for LA Theater Works is provided by listeners like you. For more information on supporting LA Theater Works programs, including live productions, tours, radio broadcasts, library access, and educational outreach, visit our website at latw.org.
Fake stars Frances Guinan, Kate Arrington, Alan Wilder, Coburn Goss, and Larry Yando in the Steppenwolf Theater production. Our director is Eric Simonsen. Send your comments and suggestions to radio@latw.org. I'm Susan Loewenberg, producing director of LA Theater Works.
Support for LA Theater Works is provided by the many friends and contributors who are our producing partners, including listeners like you. You can learn more about our local and national arts and educational programs and how you can support bringing great theater to people across the nation by visiting our website at latw.org. Additional support for LA Theater Works broadcast series is provided by the Capital Group Company's Charitable Foundation, the Department of Cultural Affairs, City of Los Angeles, and the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors through the Los Angeles County Arts Commission. This is LA Theater Works.